A deadly battle has taken place off the coast of Gaza as Israeli forces stormed at least one ship attempting to break the blockade of Gaza. Commanders lowered themselves from the helicopters and onto the Mavi Marmara. That's the lead ship in a flotilla of six vessels which are carrying aid for the Palestinian territory. We can confirm that at least two people have been killed and more than 30 have been injured. Israeli radio is reporting the death toll may be as high as 16 people. Well, our reporter on board the ship sent this report before communications were cut.
The organizers on board the Mavi Marmara, after two people have been confirmed killed by the Israeli army, have now asked all the passengers to go inside. They've raised the white flag. This after Israeli commandos descended upon the ship in international water from a helicopter, as well as surrounded it by vessels from all sides. Tens of people, civilians, have been injured. There are still sounds of live fire despite the white flag being raised. Tens of people have been injured. Two people have been killed on board the ship, which holds 600 activists, parliamentarians, women, children, and the elderly, all of whom are civilians. Organizers have asked everyone to go inside. So this is where we shall head. Jamal Al-Shayal, Al Jazeera, on board the Mavi Marmara in international waters of the Mediterranean Sea.
Well, the Free Gaza Movement, one of the organizers of the flotilla, told me that a number of people have been killed.
Sometime between 3:30 this morning and 5:30 this morning, the flotilla was attacked. It was attacked by helicopters, and the Israeli commandos rappelled down from the helicopters, pulled their guns, and started shooting into the crowd. We know that because we have seen the streaming video from the IHH ship. That's the large passenger boat. And so the live streaming video went on for quite some time. You can see them coming in from the helicopter. You can see them dropping on the deck. And before their feet hit the ground, they start firing into the crowd. This is outrageous. We were in international waters. Somewhere along the line, the world has got to stop Israel. It's becoming a pit bull. We are in international waters. Israel has no right to attack a civilian ship in international waters. Secondly, it has no right to stop anybody. It's the illegal entity there, not us. Somewhere, along the line, people have got to say no to Israel. Israel has no right to imprison 1.5 million Palestinians and deny them the right to basic rebuilding supplies. We were not going to stop. All of our communications have been blocked. They've been blocked since about 3:30 this morning. The last comment that we got was from somebody on board the IHH ship that said, all is calm, going to go to sleep. Between that and 5:30, all hell broke loose. So we cannot get in touch with anybody. It's not just the IHH ship. We have no idea what has happened to the fate of the other five ships that are there. There are 700 people in total on board all of the ships. There were three cargo ships and there are three passenger ships. So the one from Turkey is the largest. And then there was one that carried about 65 passengers. And then there was ours, we called it the Challenger, which had about 20 passengers on board. That was the one that had mechanical difficulties under somewhat mysterious circumstances last Friday. So those are the six ships. We only know the fate of the people on board the Turkish ship. The Israeli authorities have always known what we are going to do. This is our ninth voyage. We have gone eight other times. The first five were very successful, and the Israeli authorities threatened us every single one of those times, including threatening to kill the organizers. And they didn't do anything. We were just in one small boat. The last three times we went, we were brutally stopped one way or the other. So we decided that there was no way we were going to try to break this blockade unless we went with a flotilla. And we have spent the past year putting this flotilla together to deliver the 10,000 tons, which, by the way, is a drop as far as what the people in Gaza really need. They have had no opportunity to rebuild a society. Our lawyer in Israel has just contacted us and said there are 10 dead. Not confirmed. Let's call it what it is. They've been murdered. They've been murdered by a force that showed up with machine guns and shot people who had on backpacks and blue jeans.